Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 7 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Laughter is an international language. It crosses barriers and borders without consequence. And this is the basis of why International Laughter Day is celebrated on the first Sunday or the following Tuesday for schools and businesses around the world.
Well, we were searching for, look, the ultimate guest for this heartwarming day, and we stumbled across Merv, a gelotologist, which is aka a laughing doctor, from Laughter Yoga Australia. So without further ado, Merv, welcome to Joy Brekkie.
Dean and Rach, thank you so much.
Now, firstly, do we need to be in Lycra to get into this sort of yoga?
Because I have a lot.
Yeah. The people can't see me, but I don't look good in Lycra, okay? So, no, you don't have to be in Lycra and you don't need yoga poses. So laughter yoga is laughter exercises combined with yoga breathing. And that's why it's called laughter yoga.
Okay, so you're like doing the arm, breathe, stretch, but laughing?
Close, yeah. The process, Dean, is we laugh and then we clap and then we breathe. Laugh, clap, breathe, laugh, clap, breathe. And we do that for about 30 minutes. And when you do it, it's a full aerobic exercise workout that anybody can do anytime, anywhere. Really? And it has amazing results.
Well, wow. What are some of the benefits to your health for doing this?
Over the 20 years, Rach, that I've been doing it, I found about 1,000, but here's the 6 big ones.
So we don't have we don't have all day.
No. First one is a boost your immune systems.
All right, really?
Absolutely. So the diaphragm moves the lymph around the body, impacts on the killer cells, the T cells. I do a lot of work with people undergoing chemotherapy.
So when they say laughter is the best medicine, it's actually is.
It has therapeutic values. Now, when I'm working with the health professionals, they don't necessarily like us calling it a medicine, but I call it an aerobic activity or an exercise workout, which has medicinal and therapeutic qualities there. So that's where that come from. So first one, boost your immune system. Increases oxygen into your body and to your brain. The brain requires about 25% more oxygen to function more fully than the other organs in the body. And the reason it does that, Rach, is when we're laughing, ha ha ha, we're exhaling. So you can only, you've had an inspiration there because you just went, So the process, the cyclical process of the laughing and then stopping and then breathing in is exactly the same as meditation. So the other big benefit is it calms us. So I do a lot of work with people with anxiety as an example. March 2020, it all went from depression to anxiety because of what was, and that's still the case today, lots of anxiety. And when we laugh in that deep laughing cycle from the belly and engaging the diaphragm, it calms us. Increases blood circulation because it relaxes the muscles, decreases high blood pressure and increases low blood pressure. So the research study we did with people undergoing kidney dialysis proved for the first time ever that regular laughing can actually increase low blood pressure. And when you've got another aha coming. So very cool stuff. When we laugh in our body, Rach and Dean, the mind goes. Yeah. Right. So we want people out of their mind and into their body. We'll come back to your mind later on. Although a lot of people say, no, never mind. I don't want to go back into my mind.
I feel like that's something that happens like with yoga anyway. Your mind kind of goes away with it. But what I'm trying to figure out is, do you feel like you have to force laugh while doing it? How does the laughter get generated by doing laughing yoga?
Yeah, I personally don't like the word force because everyone thinks, oh, this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
No, just naturally let it go. Now, we've got some exercise, and I believe we'll be introducing them to the folks after the break.
Yeah.
But
laughing is contagious. Like, the minute one person starts laughing, you can't help but laugh with them.
Dean, I'm working on you. All right.
That won't be hard.
You've got a great laugh.
There you go.
So as long as we can do the simulated laughter exercises, all of a sudden something clicks, and if you're doing it with other people who are laughing, all of a sudden you start to let go and you just authentically laugh, and that's when the magic happens.
Love it.
I feel like we're in good hands, because I did say that you're a laughing doctor, but you are, in fact, Australia's leading gelatologist. What is a gelatologist?
That's someone who researches the impact that laughter has on the body, mind and physiology. So presently, I've done several research studies already with people with chronic pain, business people, the kidney dialysis one that I referred to before. And currently we're working with Bolton University, a team of professors and doctors in the UK, to bring laughter into the NHS as a socially prescribed therapy.
Well, Charlie Chaplin said that a day without laughter is a day wasted. Laughing yoga, do you do that every day? Is this part of your daily practice?
Dean, I call it a sense for humour. All right, so when Rach said, would you like to be interviewed? I go, yeah, as long as I'm in the studio with you, because I just thought that I was going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I thought we're going to have some laughs, and I thought we're going to meet some happy, upbeat people. That's the way I start my day.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't have that opportunity, I actually do a laughy, and we might talk about that after the break, but that's where I actually record myself laughing on my phone for a whole minute at the start of the day.
I'm one of those people that likes to kind of put in the background, whether it's a podcast or a TV show, where with stand-up and stuff, so I know I'm going to be able to hear that laughter and hear, like, even a sitcom, and then you just can't help but naturally roll with it. Whereas we're often up very early and running around like crazy. You know, we can't always start our morning centering ourselves, but that's a good... Laughter is the best way to go.
Well, it only takes 1 minute, and we'll talk about the laughy a little bit after the break, but if you can afford 1 minute per day... It boosts your mood.
All right, Merv, do we need to start stretching now during this song?
I'll go and get my laughter
on. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Let's do it.
We're going to laugh right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are talking to the laughing yogi master, Merv.
Joy.
We're talking all things laughter. We have Australia's leading gelatologist, which is laughing doctor, with us, Merv, and we're getting our laugh on with laughing yoga.
We are indeed. We are indeed.
All right. So during that song, we asked, is this a group activity, something that you need to do? Because you mentioned you can do a minute, but you need a phone to record yourself or something to record yourself.
Yeah, the laughy, Rach, was a concept developed by a doctor in Monaco, who is now on the team from Bolton University. And she said, well, what if you don't have people around you? So many people live alone, or especially during COVID, when we're in isolation, we didn't have the ability to get with a group of people and do anything. So she thought, what if you just laughed all by yourself? Now, the trigger is the phone, and then we prescribe that you play it back to yourself about 3 times a day just to keep on boosting your mood. I encourage everybody to try it. It's one of the weirdest things you'll ever do, but it boosts your mood every time you actually play it back and see yourself laughing with yourself.
Okay,
I'm going to give this a try later on today. I'm like, this is blowing my mind a little bit. I already knew that this was going to be a great interview. I was very excited when we got this lined up. But to hear about just how much it helps shift and change you is just really lovely.
Now, I want us to do a session right now.
Okay.
If you're listening along, you can join in as well. We're all going to laugh. Is it safe to do if you're driving?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Excellent. All right, where do we start, Merv? What do we do?
Well, it's nice to know where the laughter comes from, and just to warm up our laughter cords for a start. So pop your hand on your throat and smile. Now, as soon as you smile, it sends a message to your brain that you're having a good time, even if you're not. You see, the brain is not our mind. The brain is just a part of the body. And as long as the brain thinks that we're smiling or laughing or having a good time, it releases those chemicals, and then the laughter becomes real. So put your hand on your throat, smile, breathe in through your nose, into your tummy. And let's just go.
Ha 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 ha
You legit, oh my God.
I've got
yeah,
him. I'm caught. One down, one to go. So it was the eye contact over the screens yeah. and me looking at Dean laughing, and all of a sudden there was just that trigger and we just let go. Now, that doesn't happen every time and certainly not straight away, but that's the whole idea. Put your
no,
hand-
but it's a funny thing, the breathing in and then just as you, you know when you laugh, hey, you just bits of yourself you can't control a little bit, even with a little jiggle. Giggle. Yeah, a little jiggle and giggle, and it just kind of opened up my chest as well.
So let's go all to right. the let's go hand to the chest. Let's put our all hand right. on our chest our sternum, now. Our heart chakra, wherever you're coming from, and smile, you know why? Breathe into your nose, into your tummy, you know why? And this time go, ha, 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 ha.
I'm legitimately loving this. This is great.
And we're allowed to keep breathing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't try to do it all in one breath.
Yeah. And the final one is put our hands on our tummy, give it a little bit of a rub, smile, breathe in. This time go. Oh.
I had pizza for breakfast, so that's feeling a little bit weird, I'm going to be honest, in the digestive tract.
Oh, my gosh, now I know why Santa laughs going ho, indeed, ho, ho.
Yeah. Indeed, it's all that stuff.
And isn't it funny now, my entire body just feels a lot looser and I'm just feeling like the blood is rushing and it's just given a whole shift to how I was 10 minutes ago. And I was great 10 minutes ago, but it's just uplifted my body.
Now, Merv, if we put our hands on our butt
yep.
And go... Ooh, 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 ooh. Does that work?
Well, once again, you're activating the energy centers with the vibration. So anybody who's into vibrational or energy healing will understand the different noises, the hee hee, ha ha, ho ho, and there is a ooh, I'm from down yes. here as well.
The lower you go, the lower you go.
This
now,
is great.
Now, what you're doing there, Rach, is you're playing.
Yeah.
You're playing. You're just letting go, and I'm going to put my hands on my butt, and I'm going to jump up and down in my seat. Yeah, let go. Just play. At our conference last year, we had a Dr. Rose Coulston come along and talk about the barriers to adult play, and it was one word, work.
The work is the barriers?
Work is the barrier to adult play.
Wow. And
oh, you mean employ, like, oh, not like, because everything takes work. Sorry, yeah. My brain got confused.
And a child's work is play.
Yes.
I thought that was so profound. So yeah. We need, when I'm working with the little ones, even all the way up to 17 and 18, they need to have that element of play. And I've got a couple of gigs coming up this later on this week with major organisations, and we're introducing them to playing and having fun at work. Now, you people have fun at work.
Yeah,
right?
We do. That's on the job description, so we'll find a way to make fun every single morning.
You might be surprised that a lot of workplaces aren't that fun and they have high stress levels, etc., lots of burnout, and we've just got to let go and just have that balance and the laughter exercise that we introduce them to lets them have fun.
So the 1 minute... thing that you were talking laughy. About doing, the laughy.
Yep.
Is that just doing the hee hee hee, ha ha ha, ho ho ho?
It's doing whatever you want. It's
okay.
Doing whatever you want. So we just encourage the people to find their authentic laughter. So I'm looking at you. You are really quite unique. Even in the billions in China, you are unique.
Yeah. All right?
With your voice, it's unique. Mm. And with your laugh, it's unique. Mm-hmm. It's a part of our DNA. So if we can find that authentic laughter that we own, that we want to share with others, that's when it becomes amazing.
I love a good chortle of a laugh where you have to like snort and like almost like spit up your breakfast.
I'm a big snorter when it comes to laughing. Yeah, I can't help myself. When I've lost control, you'll hear it because it all comes through my nose.
And now, Merv, this is something that everyone could benefit from. Yep. And as you said, during lockdown, we became very isolated people.
Yep.
A lot of people are still cautious about socializing because of immunity and those sort of things. We still have people who are going through COVID and the lockdown for a week and sometimes need some laughter in their lives. How can we join a group of people and just laugh?
Yeah, well, March 2020, our whole organisation got decimated because everything was in person.
Mm.
So after we had our pity party and cried for about a week, we thought, just go online.
Let's Did you put- go...
crying laughter. But then we put the sessions online and up until today, they are still online. So if anybody would like to go to the laughteryogaaustralia.org website, you'll find a button that says Laughter Clubs. Hit the button that says online, and you can attend a free online laughter session every day.
That's amazing.
It's so good because it just shows that this practice that can make all the difference. I feel like my shoulders are relaxed and everything. It can just make such a difference to your day and your body. You can do it anywhere.
I'm going to send my mum along. My mum works overseas. She's in a very stressful job and doesn't have a lot of community around her. I think this is the perfect thing for her.
Yeah, we get all sorts of people come along to our laughter sessions. Often they have a situation or circumstance that they're dealing with. It might be isolation as an example and connection to other people, high stress levels. We're on ABC Catalyst TV episode called The Science of Relationships. In just a half an hour, we scientifically and medically prove that we can reduce stress levels by up to 65%.
Wow. Well, then I need more laughter in my life every single day.
Everybody does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not only do I feel more relaxed and more happy, I feel really enlightened by having this information as well, because information is key, and now we have the key to eternal life.
All right, we're done. No, it's like, yep, we're going to live forever. We're going to learn how to fly.
Let's call it internal laugh. How about
that.
Merv from Laughter Yoga Australia, thank you so much for coming on to Joy Brekkie this morning and sharing this with us. We're absolutely going to get you back another time to have more laughs with us on the show.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Merv. You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 25 minutes past 8.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.